Watch, Queens nurse among first in U.S. to receive coronavirus vaccine. By Amy Furr on December 15, 2020. A nurse who works at a Queens hospital is now among the first in the United States to have received Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine. Sandra Lindsay, RN, got the shot just after 9 a.m. on Monday while Governor Andrew Cuomo, D, watched via livestream, ABC7 reported. The person who is going to take the first vaccine in the state of New York, maybe the first vaccine shot in the United States. Sandra Lindsay, an ICU nurse, it's a pleasure to be with you, the governor said. And you are in Long Island Jewish Medical Center, which is in Queens. Good things come from Queens, he continued. Video footage of the moment showed a medical worker administering the shot. Moments later, Lindsay and those in attendance applauded. In a tweet just before 8:30 a.m., President Trump wrote, "First vaccine administered. Congratulations, USA. Congratulations, world." Following the injection, Lindsay said she felt well and hopeful, adding that "I feel like healing is coming. I hope this marks the beginning of the end of a very painful time in our history." During an interview Monday on CNN's New Day, Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla discussed the vaccine's rollout and explained there will be about 50 million doses available this year and that most of them have already been manufactured. "Next year, we will do 1.3 billion doses. And, of course, those numbers are global. From the 50 million doses that we are going to manufacture this year, approximately half will be allocated to the U.S. and half to the remaining of the world," he continued. "So far, we have an agreement with the U.S. government to provide them 100 million doses, and this is a fixed order. And we will provide those 100 million doses starting from now by the end of the first quarter. And we will honor this commitment, but the U.S. government is asking more. They have asked now an additional 100 million doses from us. We can provide them the additional 100 million doses. But right now, most of that we can provide in the third quarter. The U.S. government wants them in the second quarter. So, we're working very collaboratively with them to make sure that we can find ways to produce more or allocate the doses in the second quarter as well. But we haven't signed this agreement yet," Bourla concluded.